Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
It is sex therapy time, and this is not for little ears.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
So little ears warning, or those of a sensitive nature, you can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. Today, we are going to talk about dating terms, including seagulling. I put it out on my Instagram and 94% of people didn't know what it was. So now I don't feel so stupid. But joining me on the line is someone who is not stupid. It is our relationship therapist, Rachel Cook. Good morning.
Hiya, Jen.
Good. Firstly, can we talk about ghosting? Is that still a huge problem in the dating world?
Oh my God, it's only getting worse, you know. So for anyone who doesn't know somehow, but ghosting is when you get dumped by a vanishing act. No more calls, no more texts, no responses to attempts at communication. So it's basically radio silence from someone who you'd been in contact before. And this is still a massive thing. I think it's probably the worst at the moment that it's ever been. But I think the tides are hopefully starting to change because everybody's so sick of it. I think we're seeing a bit of a movement.
Why are they still doing it? I mean, surely people are copping on since everyone says they hate it. They hate being on the receiving end of this behaviour. So why is it still happening?
You know, everyone does say this, but I think there's lots of reasons. You know, first of all, online dating, you know, it has its benefits, its upsides, of course. But one of the downsides is that there isn't the same social repercussions for sort of crap or even, you know, hostile or even abusive behavior because we don't know each other. We're not in the same social circles, yeah. You know, so you'll probably never meet or know of anyone who you just sort of met off a dating app. So that social repercussion aspect is big. Then we've got choice overload. You know, most people are absolutely exhausted with this, you know, the kind of theory. In theory, you have limitless choices on a dating app. But realistically, you know, most people are finding it really hard to find and choose anyone. Then we have that all of these terms are being normalized, which I think can be helpful to a degree for us to have an idea of what's going on when we feel like we've not been treated well or we're confused about something. But it's also sort of normalizing this behavior where we're sort of quite affectionate and you know, even joking about people doing this thing to these things to us because it's so common and then we might be doing it ourselves. And then the last thing is gamification, you know, the basically making dating apps seem like games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of psychological tricks that these companies use to keep you swiping and scrolling. And that creates a real level of disconnection and can be addiction as well. So often you'll find that people, you might end up talking to somebody for a while and then they realize they don't actually feel any connection to you at all. And so they might just disappear then. Because also, if you think people are basically like characters on a computer screen, then it's almost like they don't have feelings that can be hurt. Mm.
That explains ghosting. You've just explained it to me why I couldn't understand why people were doing it, to be honest, before this chat. Mm. And the fact that people use it like a game and there's functions on it that make it seem like a game. The fact that there's a disconnection there explains why a perfectly normal fella or girl would ghost someone. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Now, it's not entirely their fault. Not everybody is a bit of an arse. Can we talk about submarining and what that is?
Oh, we can, yeah, because there's a few words around this. So we have haunting and submarining. So sometimes you ghost someone and then they'll pop back up in that person's life once again without warning or explanation. So if that's haunting, then it isn't direct, like a text or a phone call. It's more subtle. So it's usually done through social media. So someone who's haunting may like your Instagram photo or react to your story after ghosting you. It's kind of like a lazy attempt at connection. And then we have submarining, which is quite similar. But instead of being subtle about their attempt to pop back into your life, they'll resurface completely like a submarine. So they might reach out via text and act like nothing ever happened. So you might not have heard from them for weeks, months, years. And without any sort of apology or acknowledgement for the ghosting, they'll just start chatting to you again like everything's grand.
What about zombieing?
Oh,
so is this a real term? Is this a real thing?
Yeah,
or is Susie making these up? Is this a real thing?
I mean, well, of course, you know, people are making these up every day. There's about 30 different terms for this sorts of thing, these sorts of things at the moment. But, you know, I think that they are quite funny, but they do explain a lot of what's going on. So zombieing takes ghosting to the next level. It's very similar to like haunting and submarining, but it's basically where someone, you know, how zombies die and then miraculously rise from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's where someone ghosts you but then comes back into your life.
Okay.
But usually, like, nothing happens. So very similar to submarine, basically.
Okay.
But
let's
these
move
can be
on.
Boredom. It can be attention-seeking behavior. Sometimes the person just wants to get a reaction. They're using it as a way to get some validation if they're feeling low about themselves, or they might even realize they missed out on an opportunity to get to know you. So there's lots of reasons why people
submarining, zombieing. It's a minefield, isn't it? It sounds like hell, the dating world, talking about these kind of terms. And it does sound like a game. Going back to what you said there and that analogy of it, these dating apps make it feel like a game. There's no, doesn't feel like you're dealing with a human being. So let's move on to seagulling. And
so,
what the hell is that?
So this is the newest term. I think it only came out sort of this month, maybe last month. It was coined by Metro, and it's based off the seagulls in Finding Nemo. That they say, mine, 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 mine. So they were basically known for grabbing fish and claiming it, claiming the fish as theirs, even if they weren't hungry. So this can be the same in relationships, where you sort of claim someone, even though you don't actually want to be with them. You sort of don't want them, but you don't want anyone else to have them. So you might still sort of breadcrumb them, which is another term, meaning that you'll sort of cling on by sending them the odd message or have the odd call or maybe even the odd date. But you basically have no intention of that going any further. You're just sort of maybe a bit bored. You don't have that many other options and you don't like the idea of them being with someone else, which is crap.
Should you, if you've experienced any of this, the seagulling or the submarining, especially the submarining when they come back into your lives, so they just pop back up, should you give them another chance?
I mean,
if this is part of dating culture, would you go again?
You know, it is part of dating culture, but I would say that unless there's a really strong set of, you could be very clear with the person. I think it's best to say straight away, wow, I'm really surprised to hear from you. It's been ages and, you know, it really wasn't cool that you ghosted me. I actually felt quite hurt by that. What has you popping back up? You know, what has you coming into my life again? You know, you could give them potentially an opportunity to properly apologize and take responsibility for themselves. But the vast majority of the time, people are not going to do that. So I think it can still be very, very worth saying, that wasn't cool what you did and I'm not going to be continuing this communication. Or you can choose to say nothing back to them. But I think, you know, the more that we can be upfront and honest, because that's sort of the problem here, right, is that most people now have gotten used to this way of just not being actually direct about what they think and feel. And so then everyone is constantly feeling sort of insecure. You know, it can be very painful to experience this kind of rejection, even if it's, you know, it can be a kind of an ambient thing where some people are getting ghosted multiple times a week, even in a day, depending on how many people they're sort of chatting to on dating apps. But it still has a lot of consequences.
Oh, my God. Huge. That must really knock the bejesus out of someone's confidence.
You know, it does, because rejection can be experienced like physical pain. You know, the same parts of the brain can light up as when you're experiencing, you know, physical pain. Mm. And so it can be very intense. The brain and the nervous system view rejection very much like abandonment, which is a survival threat on a very primitive level. So it can, you know, sometimes people feel really ashamed about how what they would see as, you know, the disproportionate amount of pain that they're feeling over being ghosted or, you know, rejected in this way. And so this is where we really have to look at this gamification and how it's affected dating culture, because it means that people are, you know, both more blasé, but also more reticent to be honest, to be open, to be vulnerable. We're more superficial about, you know, how we choose partners, what we say about ourselves. It's affecting a lot of things. So the sooner that we can just be a bit more aware and a bit kinder towards people, the better.
Give us some tips then on how to manage the feelings of insecurity and rejection that come with being treated like this.
Oh, first of all, remind yourself that it's not you. You know, even if you're getting ghosted all the time, you know, like, usually it's not going to be to do with you, because yes, there might be things that you're doing that might be annoying or that somebody doesn't like, or you're just not compatible with someone. But the other person always has the opportunity to be upfront and just say, I'm not quite feeling the spark here. Or, you know, maybe they could be more direct about what the thing is that they didn't like that you said or that you did. So when you're getting ghosted or submarined, that is not about you. That is about the other person. Now, as we've said, it's also not totally about the other person because this is a cultural thing. Mm. It's a game, but there's still a choice that people can make. You know, so also with the feelings of rejection, just taking a bit of time out. Don't jump straight back in. Usually, you know, especially if it's happening quite a lot, which is, you know, seems to be happening even more with the sort of younger generations, like people under the age of 20, 25 at the moment. I just hear it happening all over the shop. So giving yourself a bit of time to just, you know, sort of comfort yourself, do a bit of self-care. And, you know, then also if you do want to say something assertive, I think that can really help. It doesn't even have to be to the other person. You might just journal it or think it, but feeling less of a sense of helplessness, you know, of lack of agency, because it can be just really disconcerting to feel like you've had the rug pulled out from under you when you've been talking to someone, getting to know them. Maybe it's even been a bit sexy, it's fun, and then suddenly they're gone, you know. So, you know, it might help to be able to say something either to them or just to feel that you can do that either in your own journal, in your own time, or, you know, vent to a friend about what it is that you would like to have said to the person, to just be like, would you cop on? What are you doing? This isn't cool. Please don't treat me like that.
And I suppose that's why these conversations are so important for anybody who might be just being ghosted, like these texts coming in, or who are just feeling so disheartened with the whole online dating scene. It's not you. This is just a thing that's happening. It's not necessarily all about the other person, but just the game in itself. So it is not your fault. What if you are the ghoster or the submariner or the zombie in question? What should you do if you recognize that in yourself and you can't help it. What should you do?
Yeah, if you're the one attempting to come back into a person's life after ghosting them, ask yourself why before sending that message or, you know, liking their picture on Instagram or whatever. Are you doing it because you want to get laid? Are you just wanting to be entertained because you're a bit bored? If you're going to approach someone again, be honest about why you ghosted them and why you're coming back. You know, people really appreciate honesty and authenticity. It won't always go down super well, you know, because people, of course, can feel very hurt and angry. But you need to be ready to accept that if you're going to come back into someone's life and, you know, allow it to be up to the other person whether or not to engage with you. But if you're doing this regularly, you really want to examine how you objectify people and what your relationship with people, you know, is like. Ask yourself some questions. Does my reaching out have the potential to be hurtful or damaging? What might the impact of my ghosting have been on this other person? And am I willing and ready to accept whatever their feelings are and hold space for that? You know, if it feels like you might get defensive or dismissive, leave them alone. Leave them, you know, unless you want to reach out and just say, I'm sorry I, you know, disappeared like that. That wasn't cool. I was having a rough time. Or, you know, you don't even have to provide an explanation or try and justify yourself. Just say, I'm sorry, that wasn't cool. I wish you the best. But, you know, the more that we can acknowledge this and be upfront with each other and, you know, acknowledge that also we're all part of this. We all make mistakes. No one is perfect. But what you can do is be accountable and be upfront. And I think that will be a game changer.
Ghosting has to be the cruelest thing, this texter says. How can anyone who has spent time with a person, even slept with them, just disappear out of their lives? Do they ever feel guilt or shame, I wonder? It's an awful thing to do. Jen just got ghosted by a guy I dated for 4 months. I think men are cowards and having the balls to take responsibility for their own emotions. Once they get away with it, it becomes the normal. I really liked my housemate, this texter says. We lived together for years and she was always really flirty, but always rejected me and told me she just saw me as a friend. But if I ever went on a date, she would run them down or tell me I was punching above my weight. And now I know that's called seagulling. Well, Rachel Cook is here to educate and give amazing advice. Rachel Cook, thank you so much for this week. And we'll chat to you next week.
See you, Jen.
Bye, Rachel. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. You can follow Rachel on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end, and she'll be back with us next week. So if you have any questions that you would like us to put to her, get in touch with the team 24/7. You can email Jen at RT.ie. Anything you want her to discuss. She is an open book and can discuss anything in that department. We'll be back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.